Disclaimer to anyone who's ever seen me at school, I know I have no right to be touching your fashion, but
Me neither. Me
I'm still
neither.
going to. I have a
Still going
platform, I'm gonna use it.
to.
Today's episode of Pacificast, we're going to talk about fashion trends from 2020. We couldn't go to school to witness everybody's fashion trends, so we had to rely on social media to see what everybody was keeping up with and decided was cool or not. And I'm with Rachel today. Say hi.
Hi.
So Rachel Rucknagel has actually been off of social media for how long?
Like 5 months now, I think. I
Really?
think I've missed a lot.
You
Because
know,
just
I.
looking at the list, a couple things I didn't want to ask you before this, but a couple things I don't even know what like that means.
I'm so excited. That's what I was
Okay.
hoping for because I went on my Instagram and asked people what their favorites were because I figured it would primarily be YKS students then, and that's
Yeah.
who listens to this, if anyone. So,
Mm-hmm.
and then I did a little bit of like research on my own and added a few, but I think they covered it pretty well.
Yeah, no, the list you sent me is great. It's fantastic.
So this the list. I compiled it into three categories because at first I just wrote everything down, but I thought it was best to kind of sort things out. So we have general or miscellaneous, which are just kind of things all around the board. And then second category, boys. Not to say that only boys participated in these trends or that only boys can, but they were trending because boys were.
Yeah, that
And then
makes
we have comeback kid because those were things that were previously trending and made a comeback.
that's actually that's well, okay, no, all right, we can just
Okay,
dive
we'll
right
discuss.
on
We'll
in.
discuss.
Yeah, well, this guy's we can just get right on in there.
Where should we start with in general?
Yeah, sure, let's just go from the top down, baby. Tennis skirts. I'm very opinionated on this one, but I want to hear what
Me
you
too.
have to say.
Also, I think tennis skirts are kind of, there's like, I don't want to insinuate that I'm talking about like the like loose pencil skirts that you literally play tennis in,
Yeah.
like the tennis-y, like flowy pleated kind of skirts. Now, I mean, they're such a like basic piece that I feel like it's weird to call a trend. You know what I
Right.
mean? It's kind of just
Yeah,
calling
it's like
like
saying like
light
a
walk.
t-shirt.
Exactly, like black tank tops. Like
Yeah.
it's so like cardigans. Like it's so but okay, so I like them. I don't own one and I do find myself wishing I did.
I was like picking out an outfit and I was like, man, you look so good with all of these. Just a nice white pleated skirt, babe.
Exactly. See, and that's the thing. They weren't trending in like cool ways. It was like white, black, navy blue. Like or like that's it. So it's
It's
like such
just,
a
it's the like, it's the fit of the actual skirt. Like, it's the way that the skirt just looks by itself, you know?
The reason I liked it is because I really only saw it done. It was a pretty basic thing. A lot of people did it, but I really only saw it done with like bigger tops. Like crew necks with like collars or like big sweaters and stuff, and I liked that because big shirt, little pants, I like it.
Thanks for your little pants.
Because it was
That
like I'm a 12-year-old boy on top, and then you're like,
is
ooh, but I'm a girl. Like I
But
like
like
it.
we're gonna throw in a little bit of spice, a little
Like
bit of girly.
flirty. See, I
Yes.
like it.
Yeah, no, I like it too. The only complaint that I have is what shoes are you supposed to wear with that
Now, you could argue
fit?
like the more like girly feminine route, but I think if you dare put on like a ballet flat with its like or like a strappy sandal, like I hate it. I hate it.
No, me too, because the other day I saw this girl coming out of Target and she had the whole fit, the shirt, the skirt, she had like a little jacket on top. It was beautiful. Yes, 10 out of 10. except the shoes. I was so disappointed by the shoes because it looked like she was going to like her private school, and like it was like a, you know what I mean, like a that kind of fit. But it's, I feel like you gotta spice it up with the shoe a bit. But at the same time, I don't know how I feel about like a harsh sneaker and a skirt.
I was gonna say that because I'm usually one for the like super girly pieces and super not girly pieces, but a harsh sneaker like a Converse, like a Van, I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's very hot Cheeto girl. I don't no hate to hot Cheeto girls. But no, do you know why? Because no hate to hot Cheeto girls, but hot Cheeto girls would never wear that skirt.
Yes, exactly. So it's brand. So if you're gonna do hot Cheeto girl, do hot Cheeto girl. If you're and gonna if you're do soft tennis skirt look, do that.
I'm glad we're on the same page. But that's my thing. I was confused because I'm like, okay, ballet flat, I will unfollow you, but like Converse, I don't feel the same. So do you know what I came to the conclusion though? And it's tough because it's a fine line you're walking.
But like, did you already think about this?
No, I actually just had the thought because right before you said sneaker, I was like, ew, but a sneaker wouldn't work.
okay, so your solution?
Like, they look like, do you know those Doc Martens? But like, they look like Oxfords, like London, and they have like a strap. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, okay. It's like a let's talk. Okay, you have a Doc Marten, right? Like a black boot.
No, I got
by laces and it's ankle length. It's ankle height, okay? Wait, that's not the finished product, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's like the top of your foot is cut like a ballet flat and then there's like a strap.
Oh my gosh, wait, yes. Oh my god,
like imagery,
the
old babe.
School girl. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, with like the white frilly socks.
With a white like lace moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See? Because if you're gonna commit, you gotta commit.
Yeah. And but just not the ballet flat.
Not the ballet. Let me catch you in a ballet flat. Dude, I would love to see someone pull off ballet flats under age 34, but over age 12. there's a gap.
There is. That's the only acceptable period to wear kids. Is those. Okay, I'm going to give it a B-, just because I think it could do better.
I'm going to give it a B-, because, you know, it scored high because it is hard to pull off. So if you can pull it off, props to you.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite. So now we have chunky shoes. I'm talking like Filas fit in there, Fila sneakers, although those are kind of an older trend. And then specifically though, the like black strappy heels, kind of similar to what I was talking about earlier with skirts. Not necessarily like I feel like by themselves, if you were to just look at them, you'd be like, oh, that's kind of like an emo girl kind of like thing to wear. But they're very like, and I think, you know, darker, edgier girls do, but they were very popular with the soft community. That was a really funny term.
Really funny, yeah, because anyone who doesn't listens to this and doesn't know like about the different communities and TikTok, I feel like mainly, they're gonna have no idea what anything just, we're like, talking about.
In dictionary tab on the side.
Yeah, because that's seriously, like, that's how we categorize teens now. When it comes to chunky or chunky shoes, I feel like wide is never the solution.
Wide?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm personally just not a fan of the Fila Destroyers. They're a bit too wide for me and too just like.
No, they're really close to like the Yeezys.
New Balance. like dad shoes, like humongous. Yes,
but like not in the, and I'm all for looking like a dad, but I just definitely like Fila Destroyers.
I don't know, they're just too like wide and like heavy. With that being said though, like a nice boot, like a block heel
Block heel. I'm always here for a block heel.
You know
what I love?
That clean.
I love a platform boot.
Yes. Oh.
A platform Converse.
Mm. Oh my goodness gracious. Excuse me. Platforms.
Platforms.
Yes.
They fall under the chonk category. And they're worth a mention. I love a platform. But I agree. Yes, like, if they're gonna go like chonk, I feel like
they should be like tall and they should be maybe long or I don't know, like depending on how big your feet are. But I don't think we should be going wider. Cause mm-hmm. it looks in my opinion, just less put together. I like the sleek.
Yeah.
Like, she's chunky. She's a statement piece. She's there to catch your eye, but she doesn't, like, stomp all over the place, you know?
Wow, that was a beautiful statement.
Thank you. I will be taking this up as a career, so.
Oh, dude. Oh, wow. Life goal. I think you have to go, like, if you're starting with a shoe and then you're going to make it chunk, mm-hmm. I think you need to start with a polished shoe. A Fila tennis shoe is not polished. So then if you make it chunk, it's just like, Jesus. But
it's too much to look at, you know?
Yes.
Also, I take back what I said because I do like New Balances. I feel like
I want New Balances so bad.
I feel like I saw someone wearing those sometime.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah,
it was Jack Harlow. I can guarantee it.
He can kill the New Balances, and he serves them looks all day.
Better than I ever could.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's the dad shoes that really work.
That pulls it off, and Jack Harlow pulls off the dad look so well.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just a fine line, you know. It's just.
I'm gonna say a solid B minus. I would rate a New Balance higher. Like, done correctly, I would.
Why are we using a New Balance for, like, the, like, status quo? Like, where does everything else fall outside the New Balance?
Okay, I'm passionate about this boys, how we're going to introduce the boys category.
Mm.
Now, if you don't own a TikTok, I would advise doing some Urban Dictionary. On the terms maid boys and cat boys. We're here to talk.
Okay, so I didn't know what this was until like a couple weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know. But we had a whole discussion on this because this really came out of left field.
So anime became really popular this year, which I could do a whole separate episode about solely anime being popular this year. I can't get into it. It'll take too long. But anyway, anime was popular, and with that came a lot. So we had maid boys, which started before cat boys. It's relatively self-explanatory. It's just boys wearing Halloween female maid costumes that are meant to be, like, flirtatious, very girly, but on teenage boys, which sounds like something they would do as a joke. But it became very serious, and like, what's it called? Influencers were made. People like profited off of this. It was a big thing, and then cat boys kind of followed. Very similar. It's really the same thing. You just put cat ears on. But it was a thing, like posting photos.
Wait, so do the cat boys? They wear the maid outfits too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's like the same group, the same like fandom, the same audience.
Oh, okay. I feel like. There's two different sides to this one. Do you want to share your thoughts? I know you're passionate about this one.
I don't know where to start, so I would love to hear what you have to say.
Okay. I think that, you know, I feel like this started from the whole, like, Femboy Friday, you know, guys wearing skirts, and that whole, like, thing. Except I feel like this is a bit different Wait, go ahead.
I think that the, which we do have to talk about next, the whole femboy thing where it was like bracing your femininity, you know, wearing skirts, wearing dresses, wearing eyeliner, that was huge. I am all here for that. We'll get into that. But yeah, I think
I'm saving that for next.
Lots to say. I think this was more not a joke, but as a like profitable trend.
Yeah,
because it wasn't like about like embracing your femininity or mm-hmm. doing what you want, wearing what you want, not associating like clothes and makeup to girls, but it was more about like getting likes, getting followers, getting girls to say things to you. Like, I don't think it was like,
yeah, it was like their own little thing. Like, I feel like it came from the whole Femboy Friday thing, but it's its whole other thing now. Like, it's a whole like, other beast.
It was like a Wattpad thirst trap. You know? Like a soft
Wattpad thirst trap, yes.
That's what it was.
If I could summarize it, those would be the words I would use.
I mean, I'm not a fan, but I don't hate it. I just is not. I'm not in the community.
You wanna,
I don't think I can rate this one.
Yeah, I don't know if I can either because I'm really conflicted about it.
There's so much to unpack.
I just don't get it personally.
We were kind of talking about guys in skirts and crop tops were a big thing.
Okay, this and I can dive into. I love this trend. I love this trend.
I'm a big fan.
I think it's fabulous. Like for so long, you know, men.
Do you know what though? it was a little upsetting because what this became trendy because teenage boys were doing it on the internet, which is fine. I mean, no shame. I was enjoying it, but there's a lot of. Now, like, I feel like the people we're crediting with starting that and are being, like, the icons are, like, influencers on social media because it started out on social media. There are so many people who have been, like, not standing gender roles for so long. Like, personally, Billy Porter, I'm in love with that man. You might not be familiar with him. He's an actor. He had a beautiful Academy Awards fit, like, 2 years ago, I think. He basically wore a tuxedo, but, like, the bottom.
Wait. Yes, it was, like, a Cinderella, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, I mean, there are plenty of other icons that we could go into, but Billy Porter is, like, one of my faves. And it's a bummer because, like, the boys wearing skirts thing really led into a big thing where they were, like, screw it, I'm gonna wear a crop top, I'm gonna wear eyeliner, I'm gonna wear earrings, I'm gonna do this, you know what I mean? And, like, here for all of it, but we gotta remember the roots, babe. That's the only negative thing I have to say about it, though. I love.
No, I get it. I get it. I really like it because it's usually generally, or in the past, generally speaking, it's been the girls who, you know, cross those gender boundaries of, like, wearing men's t-shirts and men's jeans and, you know, baggier clothes and embracing how women can be more masculine. And now, like, men, you know, are switching up the table and they're being like, okay, well, it's all right for us to, you know, be in touch with our feminine side.
Exactly. And I feel like in the whole, like, sexism argument, whatever, you know, most of the time it's in, like, you know, you see, like, men as the, like, oppressor or, like, the people who aren't as affected. And we don't tend to look at, and it's mentioned, but everyone's like, well, you can't forget, if you're gonna be all against that, you have to be against it in the less often case, but where there's dudes who are being treated poorly. And I love that because this is one of the few cases where it is that way. You know, women have been wearing more masculine clothes in the last decade a lot more, and I feel like when that started happening, now we see it all the time, but it's like a streetwear kind of look, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that's cool because now the feminine male clothes, like skirts and dresses, are getting really big in streetwear as well. I think that's kind of cool. But I'm all here for it because gender roles are fake and I think the boys are looking good. I'm slightly intimidated because some of them be looking way better than I do, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I feel like the one important thing is just, like, don't don't do something that, you know, you don't want to do. Like, you don't have to be fully on one side and you don't have to fully be on the other. Like, do what makes you comfortable and what you feel good in, and then everyone else around you is going to be like, yeah, you're thriving, doing great, you know?
If it makes you feel good, if you feel your best, you give off the best vibes, you know?
There you go.
Interesting. This has been big over social media with teenagers, but during COVID, and I know a lot of mainland schools are back to school, but we haven't gone in-person school yet. I'm excited to see if anybody, like, participates. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's, I'm so glad you brought this up, because that, I was thinking about that a lot. Like, the person that I am now, from the person that my peers have last seen me, to very, very different people. Like, a lot happened through quarantine, and I express myself a lot differently. And I'm interested to see if, like, everyone else is gonna stand by that, you know, and, like, show up to school on the first day wearing their chunky shoes and their chunky rings and their skirts and all of this. Because, like, going around while social distance, I'm not seeing as many trends as I would see, like, projected in social media.
I give femboys an A+.
I'm gonna give femboys an A+ too. I was gonna just give them an A and tie them
with. Me too.
But I think I'm gonna have to give them an A+ too.
Me too, because I hate gender roles and I'm so one to dress like a boy all the time.
Yeah, and that's such a, like, huge thing. Like a huge, like a historical moment in fashion history. Yeah.
Dude, I hope it sticks, you know what I mean? Like, do you want to transition into Comeback Kid now?
Okay. Excuse me, this is ding ding ding, found my winning trend. I love the mullet. The mullet can stay. Okay, well,
I have a lot branches
of, there's two branches of mullet.
Do you know what it's like? It's like, dare I say, a New Balance. Can go really well.
They have the exact same energy.
Oh my god, a bad New Balance with a bad mullet, can you imagine?
In my professional hairdresser opinion, mullets can either be the really, you know, real business in the front and real party in the back, or they could be like a subtle, you know, are we partying, are we going to a meeting, what is this? And I think that is the money right there.
Me too. I like the, like, shag, really, like, yes, light mullet. I think the hardcore is very Tiger King. It's just like, not, again, you do you, it's just not doing it for me. I give mullets a C+, because they're so easy to mess up. B minus.
I'm so heartbroken, I'm never talking to you again. No, I'm just I give mullets an A+++.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
Because you know how much confidence it takes to even, you don't even know if it's a good mullet or a bad mullet yet. You're just going in to get the mullet.
You know what? There is something about a bad mullet that does tickle my pickle.
You know, Tiger King's really, he's not looking good, but he's working it. It's the confidence.
It's certain. I think our last topic of discussion should be Y2K and cottagecore. I have lots. Y2K is just like early 2000s mean girls, cool mom, sweatsuit, and cottagecore is just like girls who make bread and dress like a strawberry.
That's that was a great explanation.
Thank you. Just for anyone listening who has no idea what a teenager is in 2020, I just thought I'd do the Urban Dictionary for you.
That is the definition you will find. So thank you. You're welcome.
Anyway, how do you feel about Y2K and cottagecore? They're different, but they're both like old aesthetics that came back.
Really? I feel like before TikTok, I had never seen cottagecore.
Well, you see, I had seen a cottagecore in like like 1800s actual. Ireland, like a cottage. You know what I mean?
Like some, like this is where it started. Like
it's like authentic. Soft, yes, it's like soft girls watched like Pride and Prejudice, and we're like, yes, like that's what it is.
Yes, put that dress on, girl.
Yes.
No, I feel like. Okay, I feel like the cottage core before was like unnamed. Like it was kind of just that like old fashioned, soft, like you said, that aesthetic, and no one really claimed it, you know? But now it's like such a huge thing.
No, seriously.
No, but like I feel like the cottage core aesthetic is largely popular among the lesbian crowd. Are you
really
kidding me?
No, like, I actually strongly disagree. Like,
this is...
First of all, where can I get an invite? Second of all,
I know this is what we're about, dude. Like,
I think you're wrong. I think you're
no. Well, I swear to God, I'm right.
No, because you know what I've been seeing? Like, soft girl, a lot of people said we should talk about the strawberry dress, but it fits under the cottagecore thing. That is something that was recent, though. That was after your departure from social media. It is just, like, your classic, like, Brandy skinny girl, like, pleated short sleeve, and then just, like thigh-length pink dress with strawberries. Yeah. Form-fitting. It's just a soft girl. It's just a soft girl dress with strawberries on it. Chicks were just a lot of, that's why I said dress like a strawberry. Chicks were just
so like
really.
Everyone just bought this same dress.
Well, yeah, and then other brands started making them. You know, you can get your like Motel Rocks $130 or like a good Romwe 6 cents. But yeah, like, you know.
Six cents, you know, that's balling on a budget.
It's like child labor. But yeah, no, it was just strawberry dresses were a thing. But it falls under the cottage core. I would argue though, yeah. It is, I mean, not unpopular, but I wouldn't associate it with the LGBTQ plus community.
Really? Because
yeah,
that is like, I've heard so many of my friends leaning for that aesthetic. Yeah.
I think you're right that there's two sides to cottagecore. There's like the very like realistic almost, and that kind of associate with the LGBTQ plus community. And then I feel like there's like the fairy, which is the strawberry dress and the like little cakes and like pastries and like soft girl thing. And that is just kind of a generalized thing. But you know what? That was a solid point that you brought up. Y2K, I am a fan, but I think a lot of people are faking it and just wearing Brandy Melville clothes and calling it Y2K. Mm-hmm. I don't like that, but I think if you're Y2K, you got a full send.
Yeah, because like
jelly sneaker, low waisted.
Yes! That is what I think of when I hear Y2K. I think of the jelly shoes, the low waisted. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, my queen. The little, what are those called? Like the baguette purses. Mm-hmm.
Baguette? That is wrong, but I like it.
No, that's what it's called. They're called baguette purses.
Like
the ones that are small.
Like a small bag. Yeah. I was thinking bread. That is all my bad. Sorry.
It's like those little, the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but I know what you're talking about.
That are, so 2000s.
A serve.
Those are.
A serve.
So cute. I love those.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for the funky color combos, like a white denim, and then like hit me with an orange and pink shirt, like something real bright, something real tacky.
The neons, that was a huge, and like
brown and gold.
Yes.
That's like a Hannah Montana red carpet kind of look.
Oh my god, track suits.
I wasn't going to say none. Juicy Couture, she needs to make a comeback.
No, I feel like that's a huge part of the Y2K. You gotta throw some of that in too. I just think
oh my god, the sunglasses.
Girls. Yes, that's what I was gonna say next.
Like
Sunny.
To jewel your entire body, a good belly button piercing if you really want a full send.
Ooh, I can just see it—the belly button piercing with the Juicy Couture with like the little cami tank top underneath.
The cami. Oh my god, a shrug.
A what?
Wait a minute, a shrug.
What's a shrug?
Let me share my screen. Girl, no, I'm telling you. It's like a cardigan, but like not cropped. Or yeah, cropped. And then it's like a cropped cardigan. They were very justed.
What's it called, the shrug?
I don't know.
You, if you're going to do it, you got to do it mm-hmm. justice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. the bedazzled shrug. Oh, I had you, so everywhere. Many of those. I had
oh my God.
So many.
I don't care what you say. I am here for a platform height flip-flop. I hate the term flip-flop. I really do. But a platform no. sandal? Mm-hmm.
Don't do it to me. We're getting mm-hmm. into 10 things I hate about you, that cat Stratford ooh. Aesthetic.
Oh my God, the flare yoga pants? Mm. I hate yoga pants,
those
but I'll do it.
Really coming back, I feel like. I feel like I'm yeah, seeing a lot of people with flared yoga pants.
They're very easy to do incorrectly, but
yes,
when done correctly, I do stand.
That is very true.
Wow, ultimate fit, a flared yoga pant, but like gray, and then a ballet flat and a mullet. Just hitting all the marks.
If you want to hit all of the marks, yes, if you want to be the ultimate fashion machine, that is where you go.
You want to get invited to the YK Fashion Police podcast, you better start dressing.
Submit your photos, guys.
To sum it up, what do you rate the Y2K cottage court? They're very different aesthetics, but...
I really like them. I think I'm gonna give it like a B. I feel like all of these ended up being B's, but
we had a few, you know, we didn't have any F's. That's kind of a bummer.
I know. I
was hoping
to, like,
you would hate more things.
Thank you so much for listening. This episode was hosted by Rachel Rucknagel and Taylor McCann. It was researched, produced, edited, all that fun stuff by Taylor McCann as well. Please visit kaleokikoa.weebly.com. There you can find the school newspaper and also the link to our podcast page with all of our old episodes. And then you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.